Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today is Monday, so this is the day we introduce our topic for the week as part of our rhythm that keeps us in sync studying the same topics together, even though we're a community of people scattered around the GTA living a pretty busy commuting lifestyle. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy lifestyle. So if you've never explored Christianity at all, take our Christianity 101 course first. It's on our website and app. You can find it there in the same kind of format, 10 minutes a day, video or audio. Our challenges follow a weekly rhythm, where Monday we introduce the idea, Tuesday we study it in the Bible, Wednesdays we see how that changes and transforms us, Thursdays we try to apply and live it out, and Fridays we pray and reflect about it. Saturday is a day for rest, and then Sunday is a day for community. And we have a brand new Christian community that meets in Ajax every second week. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more information on our innovative new church service where people of all ages worship and learn together. We're in a series right now called Epic, where we're looking at some of the epic stories of the Old Testament and seeing how they're part of one big epic story, the story of the whole Bible, the story of the universe, God's story. We're especially looking to see how each story points forwards to Jesus. And today we're going to be studying a story that is pretty well known, so I hope you enjoy it. Now, sometimes I tell my toddler son to do something like getting dressed, and he runs in the exact opposite direction. I've got his clothes ready to go, and he runs the other way. He has no idea what he's going to do when he gets as far from me as possible. He just knows instinctively to get as far from me and the job I've given him as possible. It's very frustrating for a parent, as you might expect, and there are a few different ways I can deal with it. Now, if the job I've given him is really important, like getting dressed so we can get out the door in time to get him to school so I can get to some important meeting on time, then my anxiety level rises a little bit, and I get a little anxious that he needs to hurry up, and I might be impatient with him. If, of course, we have lots of time, we're not late for anything, then I might be a bit more patient, a bit more playful, and I don't have to intervene as quickly or as strongly as I might otherwise. Now, whether you have children or not, imagine the different ways that a parent might intervene in that kind of a situation and how it would vary depending on how urgent the job is they've given the child to do. That's good preparation for this week's story, where we're going to read about a man who was given a particular important job to do by God, and he ran in the exact opposite direction of where God had asked him to go. However, the job was important enough to God that he wasn't willing to just let this man, Jonah, run in the opposite direction. He had to intervene in a pretty spectacular way. We're going to look at that story tomorrow. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about and discuss with some friends, neighbors, fellow commuters, colleagues, somebody else in your life you can share our challenges with. Because even though you might start exploring these things on your own, our hope is that each of you will gather a group of people around you to study these things as well. So here's your question for today. What options does a parent have when their child runs away from an important task? What options do you think God has when somebody he's asked to do something runs the other way? So have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow.